I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Philadelphia City Council amending its tax abate phase-down plan after Mayor Kenney threatened to veto it. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports that with the change, the new abatement plan will not take effect until December 31st.
Mayor Kenney sent a letter to Council President Darrell Clark saying that if Council were to pass the bill reducing the tax abatement beginning in July, he would not sign it, a pocket veto that would prevent it from becoming law. Kenney said the July effective date could adversely affect developments in the works and cause a rush for building permits the city wasn't prepared to handle. Should he get the bill as is, he wrote, I look forward to working with the new council on this issue in 2020. Faced with starting from scratch on tax abatement reform, Clark responded that he understood Kenney's concerns and in the spirit of compromise, council would amend the bill. Just 2 days ago, council had resisted calls for amendments, but the date change passed 16-1, with only Councilmember Helen Gimm voting against it. The bill is expected to get final council approval next week. At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.